Brad Shepherd, West Coast defender, has been forced to retire. Symptoms from two concussions sustained last season continue to plague him. And it's another one for the concussion file, sadly, and a very good player too.
Yeah, I was really surprised and taken aback when this was first speculated, because he played 20 games. So it wasn't something, it sort of just bobbed up. I know he had two concussions late in the year, but was, for me, unexpected. And even through his words, he was hoping to be there this year and he did everything that he could. But he's been deemed medically unfit to continue playing. Let's have a listen to what he said to West Coast media yesterday.
The emotion is definitely heightened. Seeing the guys for the first time today as a playing group and the coaches and support staff, you know, I never thought that I was going to be in this position. I was still hopeful that I was going to play and come back to pre-season initially, and yeah, things turned the other way pretty quickly, and it sort of makes it real being in the surroundings of the football club, being around your teammates, your coaches, support staff. It makes this whole situation real. Felt a lot of weight has been on my shoulders since that last game against Fremantle. I think having those prolonged concussion symptoms have been around for 3 months now. I think post-game still got it, so it's 3 months down the track, which has led me to go through some quite rigorous testing to figure out what's going on, and unfortunately they found it through what they did find is, one, there's a brain there, so I was pretty pumped with that, but secondly it's just the risk of playing AFL football, and you know, I was deemed unfit to continue.
So at 30, he's finished. Now he's the second West Coast Eagle in the space of 12 months on the back of Dan Venables, a young man also horrifically having to retire as well after one that he copped at training. So the broader discussion is, where are we at with concussion? Now, you've done a lot of work with Kingy recently, and I don't think there's been a stronger voice on concussion in terms of AFL media than Kingy, and he says that it's the biggest issue facing the game. My view is it gets to a point where you can only do so much. And I think we're at that point now. Now, I heard Brad Scott speak that they are going to crack down on accidental head knocks this year, and they're going to try and outlaw that. But how deep can you go? Because, I mean, at what point does it get to? I remember speaking to Gary and Tim about it after Patrick Dangerfield, I think, cleaned up Jake Kelly earlier on in the year with an accidental head clash. Are we going to get to the point where you rule things out that make AFL footy as good as it is? Now, I have complete sympathy and I understand the seriousness of it, but the AFL can't do much more and make the game any safer than what they have besides taking out the high mark or besides penalising teammates for accidental contact with their own team, or what if a player tries to smother the ball and gets kicked in the head? I just don't know how much further we can go to make the game any safer. It's never been safer right now.
Well, there's a place where the AFL can go a lot further, and we can go infinitely further, and that's the protocols once a player has been concussed, because 12 days isn't enough. Mm. And you listen to enough experts, and we've had a heap of them on this program and on this station right over the course of the last few years in particular. 12 days is not enough. There needs to be a greater science behind how long players should be stood out of the game for. No one likes to see players missing. Mm. But this is where I think we need to get a lot better at it. And hopefully we do. Hopefully this is just the start of it. And we get to a stage now where you get a concussion and there's a greater testing mechanism behind it, more science behind it. And those players are missing more football for their life. This is for their life after footy. Like Brad Shepherd's 30 years of age. Now, the concussion that he sustained, you mentioned it snuck up on you. It was round 22 against Fremantle. It was delayed onset. He had one earlier against Carlton. He's still suffering symptoms from that 3 months on. Mm. That's quality of life stuff.
100%. I'm fully with you on that. But something in me says you sign up to play a dangerous sport, you accept the risks that go with it. And that's the case across all sports. I mean, the NFL have had major issues. They've clamped down on that. The game is to a point now where you're going to get some concussions and it's unavoidable. Like, you can go up for a high mark, you can drop it and come back down and smash your head on the ground and get concussed. Now, that's no fault of the AFL. That's just the game that we play. Now, to your point, I'm not sure they fully understand yet the science behind concussion and how long is enough to be out of playing. Like, 'cause every player
there's not
different.
Enough testing behind it.
And every individual is different. So Brad Shepherd copped that knock and he's still suffering symptoms 3 months on, another player might have copped that knock and been fine 3 days later. So every individual reacts differently. It goes to the point of how many times you've been concussed in the past as opposed to how you're going to react. And the more concussions you get, the easier it is to get concussed and all of that. But I'm not sure they fully know. My concern is, though, we're going to cut too deep in the game and we are going to lose what makes the game great. Because I saw Callum Ward get poleaxed in a prelim final in 2016 from the knee of an opposition player. That's the most dangerous thing you can do on a footy field.
There's still room. There's still room for accidents.
Completely fine.
There's still room for accidents.
Well, they're saying they're going to cut down on accidents, and we saw, you know, the David McKay one this year, complete accident. Like, so I just hope those types of things, players aren't penalised, because you've got to remember this is the toughest game to play in the world. Players are making instant decisions. They've never been greater athletes running at full speed, and we're going to slow it down on replay to within an inch of its life and penalise players for exactly that, accidents, when you sign up to play a dangerous sport.